Hello, welcome to the pre-show here Monday. And we welcome Uber as a new sponsor to our show, along with DraftKings, of course. Uber, which has been a major plus in my life. And I'd seen an article about Uber, and I started to weigh some things. Originally, I was very much on the side of people that thought perhaps Uber was intruding on business, or actually circumventing local law. But my feeling is very, very, very clear on this. Whatever local ordinances exist, they can be adjusted, or they can be repealed, and new ones can be passed, whatever, so that independent drivers, such as independent individuals that are using this kind of new, you know, economy, this new entrepreneurial economy, can take advantage of it. You know, law has to keep up with the people in a lot of ways. Not if we're doing, you know, bad, immoral things. I'm not talking about that, but I mean, the law has to keep up with the culture. You know, this has always been the argument about the legalization of marijuana, for instance. Jesus Christ, we got how many tens of millions of people smoking weed? It's still illegal. It's been just, you know, and the way we keep it illegal is by essentially invoking studies and science that doesn't exist. That's absolute, it's sham science. We do. We keep pointing to a study done in the 30s that was absolutely and completely erroneous. It was purposefully, you know, manipulated so that this information would appear to be a threat to, you know, U.S. safety and health and all that bullshit. What the fuck am I looking for here, man? Here it is, okay. Oh, I know, that's it. Let me get this goddamn thing onto a channel that is going to work. Top 25 football games. This is interesting. ESPN. Baylor 41. What year is this? Top 25 games of 2014. This is Baylor and Michigan State, I think. Anyway, so Uber is a sponsor of ours. We're really excited to have Uber with us. Now, today on the show, we're going to be talking about something that happened on Twitter, which is really interesting. I found this picture of Ted Nugent straddling a dead lion, and it was typical Nugent. You know, he was pumping himself up, just shot, whatever the fuck. You know, go ahead and kill animals. I understand it's legal. It's perfectly legal. You'll pardon me if I don't particularly like it or if I want to mock it. I mean, that's what I was doing. I was making fun of it. You know, I was saying, look at this, basically, this fucking clown. You know, look at this fucking clown. He looked like a clown to me. I don't give a shit. I mean, you know, it's really interesting. What, you're not allowed to criticize Ted Nugent? Is that... Fuck Ted Nugent, okay? And Ted Nugent would probably say to me, you have every right to say that to me, Phil, I would hope. Fuck Ted Nugent. Fuck that motherfucker. I know that he is enjoyed by a lot of people. It's great. I don't fucking like it. I never liked that motherfucker's music. Never. But that's got nothing to do with this. It is curious that the guy is such a fucking asshole. You know, I never thought that, you know, that I'd really have to deal with this guy. I don't like his fucking music. I don't buy it. I don't listen to it. Whatever, you know. It's shit music. It's shit. Okay. But now I got to fucking deal with this motherfucker because he sticks his face in every goddamn fucking debate there is. Okay, fine. You know, he's an American. He gets to. He makes these fucking comments about if Obama gets elected, I'll be dead next year. Did he even know what he was talking about? Fuck no. He's so fucking stupid. The goddamn sun comes up in the fucking morning. He's not sure whether it's night or day. So that motherfucker says that. So he's got to go and explain it to the Secret Service. He makes it seem like it's man to man. They called his motherfucking ass in for an interview is what they did. What do you mean you're going to be dead next year? What the fuck are you talking about? You know, so all of that's fine. And he's all on about how he fucking hunts. That's great. Now you got a picture of yourself, and he reposted it on his goddamn Facebook page. I don't know how many years ago. I think it was like 40 years ago. It was a long old... And it's a picture of him straddling a fucking lion. And it's a very unfortunate angle because it looks like he's fucking it in the ass. So I said that on Twitter. I said, it looks like he's fucking it in the ass. In fact, I didn't say. I said, Ted Nugent, you know, sodomizing a dead lion. Despicable, you know. And, it was a beautiful thing, man, because I had a lot of fucking clowns, you know, just, you know, riding me and all this shit. So we're going to kind of extend that a little bit in the show. Now, you know, I'll fuck around. Generally, my stance in the show is that I tell the truth, you know, and I don't really, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, do you really think Ted Nugent pulled his thing out? No, but then you can see the picture for what it is. So
you do not believe that Ted Nugent was sodomizing, as you say?
Yeah, he killed me, Mr. Henry. That's so bad. Oh, shut up, you know. So, we'll talk about that today. It was pretty interesting. I mean, I got all kinds of shit from people, at least Ted Nugent fans. Yeah, I give a fuck, you know? I mean, I said to one guy, I said, shit, dude, do you know what satire is? I was kidding. This guy thought I was serious. And he said, oh, yeah, that's what you guys do. You say you're joking. I don't know, man. I don't know how do you talk to somebody like that? So I went and I said, that's what I was doing. You're just feeling angry because, you know, you got chumped. Yeah, you lose, buddy. What did I lose? Real dumbass. So I kind of read this guy's Twitter timeline. And it was all about living at Huntington Beach and riding his bike everywhere. So I you know, got to assume that there might be some problem going on there. I'm not saying that maybe he's riding his bike. Yes, for environmental reasons. Okay. But this guy's a real fucking right-winger, so it didn't seem that way to me. And I'm not putting down right-wingers. I don't even think these guys were right or left. They were just all fucking Nugent fans. And this one stupid cunt. This guy is... So it gradually came out, I think it got to a few people that, oh, fuck, Phil's kidding, you know. Because the way I do it is this. You know, this is how I do it. This is how I've done it for years. You guys know. I say it like it's the truth. And I make it really a crazy, extreme thing. So Ted Nugent is fucking a lion in the ass. Now, you got to sell that so you don't go, Ted Nugent's fucking a lion in the ass. God, you know, I hope you wore a condom, like Harry Shearer. I hope you wore a condom, you know. No, Ted Nugent's fucking a lion in the ass. That's despicable, you know. I got to be honest with you. I couldn't fucking believe that people thought I really saw that. That's the part that took me by surprise. I knew I'd get a lot of Ted Nugent fans who would be, you know, taking issue with me for a lot of reasons, but I never thought anybody would say, he's not fucking lying. Look, he's straddling it. Like, you really, excuse me, wait, now. You think that I think that a major rock star is smiling into the camera with his dick in the ass of a lion while two fucking natives are holding, I mean, seriously, really? Do you really believe that that's what I believe? I mean, I can understand if you'll say, yeah, Henry, fuck you. You know, you're making fun of Ted Nugent or whatever. I can understand they'd be angry at me for that. I mean, I understand they're saying you're calling Ted Nugent, you know, getting into bestiality, that shit. But that these motherfuckers actually engage me on the level of, you really think that that's, no, it isn't. This one stupid cocksucker saying, don't you see? He's wearing moccasins. Those aren't socks. I said, look at that. He's wearing his socks, no pants. And I had said, the natives were very troubled by it, and that the natives were troubled by it, and that their crops were dying as the result of Ted Nugent violating the corpse of this lion. Now, one of these guys, you know, I said to the guy, look, you know, I took aim. Bullseye, you know, I mean, that's what good satire is. That's what you're pissed off at. He was all angry. He was calling me stupid. I think, this is what I think. If somebody makes a point satirically, if someone says something and it was a fucking bullseye. It, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the world's greatest shot, but when it comes to that kind of thing, I'm I'm better than a lot of people, and I can really, you know, aim and hit it. But when that happens, and you're on the other side of the argument, I think you're better off concocting your own satirical response as opposed to getting angry at the guy that did it and telling him what a piece of shit he is. For what you're essentially saying is, you were too funny, you fucking asshole. You know, how dare you be that funny? I think what they should have done is come back with something, you know, equally good. So, we're going to talk about that on the show today. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Let me see here, man. Probably sweat my fucking ass off. Went down to the beach today. Oh, you know what? There we go. That's me walking up. You know, it's kind of a cool, don't you think? It's, yes, here I am. Phil Hendry making his way up the thing to the thing and the thing, you know. Now, let me see something here. This should be, we should be able to. Oh, yeah, there you go. See, I like it. Okay, yeah. Oh, you can fill the whole fucking screen, see? Well, not really. That's good enough. What are you doing, bitch? Okay, there. No, man. Why do I got to look at that fucking... Why do I need to see that, though, you know? Anyway, that's your kid there. That's Phil as I was coming up from the ocean.
I don't know. I think I like it, you know, don't you? I like it. I think it shows a somber, meditative pose, a contemplative pose, one in which the man is thinking, daydreaming, whatnot. In the background there, the memory of his youth. Two young men, actually that's a girl on the right, but I was going to say the two young men, perhaps it reminds him of those days when he was with Joffrey and Kale, and the three of them frolicked. You know. Let me do a screen grab of that. Yeah, I just did a screen grab. Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Where do these screen grabs go, man? I gotta know. I must know. Oh, I know where they go. They go here. Yeah. See, that's really interesting. That's very interesting. Stop. It's a fascinating thing. The screen grabs go into the wrong file. Oh, I'll have to just kind of adjust that. Okay.
Yes, you know. And, like that there schmear. And we do. And then finally, clown, and clown. So that they, you have the stills.
So that was a picture taken by Lauren. That's a portrait of the man as a tortured fucking asshole. That's what that is. There you go. That's your boy. All right, so, big wow. What are you doing here, man? God.
Shut up, shoo-be-doo.
In the still of the night, of the night, I held you tight.
or before.
No, 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 no! That's a black and white. That's kind of cool. I dig it. All right, fuck it, man. Be that way. I don't give a shit. I remember that night and day, the stars above. Uber is pre-roll, DraftKings is mid-roll. Cool. Now, exit full screen, exit stage right, huh? Bang, boom, leave the page. You know, confirm navigation, Roger, Wilco, out. See, here is my stuff, here's my other stuff, huh? Here's my other stuff, and here's yet more stuff. Now, what we're going to do now, where's my do? Is this it? What is this, man? Is this untitled? Okay. That's my shit right there, man. Yeah, man, it's my shit. Let's see something here, man. I remember that... Ads? Okay, good. Okay, good, yeah. Iced coffee. Fucking delicious. This is Chump Milner doing the weather. I don't know what that's about. Chump Milner, 99 degrees in San Antone. How about that, man? 99 fucking degrees in San Antone, tick. Well, San Antone's kind of nutty this time of year, isn't it?
I remember that night and day, the stars, then everything.
Okay, now what we're going to do, we're going to do the show open. Also, not only did Lauren take that very beautiful picture that I was just showing you, but, God damn, man, look at this shit. Where's this? This is in Elk City, Michigan. Fuck that shit. Who needs that, man? Huh? Let's go back to the beach. This is California. Here's Elk City, Michigan. Well, forget it. Not only did she take that lovely shot, but she made the most delicious fried egg sandwich I've ever fucking had today. She made me two of them. You know, I mean, that's not a big thing. It's nothing that I expect. I don't expect. I cook, and I love to cook. And I'm okay with some stuff. I'm not saying I'm a great cook, but I am, you know, I dare say you will meet people who have eaten my cooking, and they've said, yeah, it's real good. No, what is this, man? What is this guy talking about? What is this, Jetstream? What is the Jetstream? Does anybody know? Is that something I'm supposed to know? Of course it is. Of course it's something that I should know. So anyway, it was a beautiful day. And that is emblematic of the kind of day that it was at the beach. It was just a bomb out kind of a fucking day. And again, that's the shot of your pal. I had gone into the water just... You know, because I said to her, well, let's check it out. Because we didn't even know if we were going to stay that long at the beach. And I said, well, I'm going to go into the water. And it was cool. It was nice. I said, shit, that ain't bad. So next weekend, I'm going to do a full-on body surfing or whatever the fuck it is I think I'm doing out there. Session. So, you know.
It was a lot of fun.
Philadelphia, 93. Woohoo! Philly, you got some rain coming, man. You got rain coming, Philly.
And another thing, Bob, and here's the where I don't understand how it is that I'm taking a pay cut and you're getting a promotion. Now, I understand, of course, that you're better than me and you are smarter and you went to school and you have a... But see, look at me, folks. I want you to understand. I've got four kids. Not all of them are mine. All right. So anyway,
I remember...
Baylor, not that this is apropos of anything, but Baylor has really cool-looking helmets. TCU's helmets are pretty good, though. But Baylor's helmets and uniforms entirely are gold, silver, and green. Pretty badass uniforms. This is the number three best game of 2014, Baylor-TCU.
All right.
So what we'll do here... We'll get our show notes back up there. Then we got the show open. Bob Bacon. Harvey Wireman. And then I think we have Justin McElroy. And Nugent. We will take a look and see what else we've got here news-wise. And Harvey is going to be doing for us. We've got 23 minutes, 7 minutes. Christ on a crutch. Christ on a fucking crutch. Harvey is, I know, going to be more of the... the 370. U.S. to defend Syrian rebels with air power, including from Assad. Hillary Clinton campaign launches first TV ads. Tent collapse kills a festival outside Chicago. Jesus Christ. Obama's new mission is likely to help shape White House race. Not that Obama doesn't understand that. Pittsburgh doctor linked to second Zimbabwe lion hunt probe. What is with you fucking morons? This would be perfect. I think maybe Harvey will talk about this. Maybe Harvey talk about this. You know what I say? I think it'd be pretty good.
I remember that night and day. The stars.
Comedy horn. Zimbabwe officials another American illegally killed a lion. Confirmed Jericho the lion alive. Jericho killed alive. Some see sport, others see savagery. Authorities in Zimbabwe report best game. Now, what happened to this goddamn fucking doctor from Minnesota? That motherfucker is wanted. 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 I don't give a shit if it's tradition. I don't give a fuck if it this, that, something else. It was illegal in that country. People talk about a legal a lion hunt. This motherfucking bitch doctor, it was illegal. God damn. I've never been a fan of hunting, and I'm not, and I think the record shows I've never been a big fucking screaming and yelling about it. I don't go on a goddamn big campaign about it. It is what it is, man, you know. But goddamn it, when some fucking prick throws it up in my fucking face, I mean, what is that, man? Let me ask something, you know. I've never been, I'm telling you right now, I'm not a fucking PETA person, not a Greenpeace person. I don't march on that shit. You know, I pick my battles in life, man. I don't have fucking time for every goddamn fight there is. I got a fucking, you know, job to do, just like the rest of you guys, you know? What pisses me off is when some of that bitch last year, remember that chick, was it last year, the year before? She throws that fucking picture of her fucking stupid-looking ass up on Facebook. Here's a lion I killed. I mean, you know, you have to be the most heartless motherfucker not to look into the eyes of that poor animal and not feel terrible. And that bitch is grinning from ear to ear. And she's surprised? Fuck her, man. I mean, what the fuck? I don't get it, man. The fucking animal, these, and the way this motherfucker in Minnesota hunted this animal, this is according to the government of Zimbabwe, the way this animal was hunted, was illegally, including the strapping of a dead animal in front of the fucking car. Now this fucking doctor in Minnesota, where is he? I'm going to find this motherfucker. What's his name? Palmer? Walter James Palmer is now in Cecil's Lion's Den. He may not face charges. This was 9 hours ago. What we know about Walter Palmer, even public relations specialists are clamoring to distance themselves. Don't blame Walter Palmer. Yeah. We're all guilty. Fuck you. I ain't guilty of shit. Dennis Walter Palmer in contact with authorities. All right. Better goddamn well be, man. People, you know, I'm supposed to sit still for all this shit. I gotta just keep my mouth shut, let every motherfucker... Let Ted Nugent sit there with a shit-eating grin on his face, staring at me with his fucking lion, okay? All right, cool. You know, that's what Ted Nugent does. He gets in your fucking face. But you turn around and get into his fucking face, and his fucking fans are the biggest goddamn fucking fairies I ever met in my fucking life. Stupid? Christ all fucking mighty. What are you talking about? He's not fucking a lion. Really? Oh, okay. All right. And then, you know, when you lay it on him that it's satire, and you just fucking nailed him to the goddamn wall, they can't face the music. They can't face the facts. Boy. I know some people grew up hunting. I get it. And we have hunting in America, and there is the hunting in America of a great many different kinds of animals. All right? When that bitch was on Facebook with the picture of that fucking lion that she killed, I didn't say anything about making it illegal. I'm going to tell you that right now, you know. I just was talking about the bullshit that people feed me about why they hunt. Don't give me the shit about how you hunt for food. Talk to some... Motherfucker, you can go to the fucking store and buy food. You're not hunting for food. You know, don't tell me you can't afford to go... You're hunting for sport. That, you know, that's it.
Well, no, but I eat it.
Yeah, okay, so you eat it. So what? You fucking eat it. I don't give a shit. I eat the food that I buy in the store. You don't have the gun. Motherfucker, I got no fucking problem taking a gun and going out and killing a goddamn dumb animal, a four-legged dumb fucking animal, if I gotta feed my family and that's the only option I got, okay? I got no fucking problem with that. I grew up with guns, too. My father had guns. We went target practice. I never went hunting. But I don't think anybody should be so fucking absolutely removed from reality to believe that someone who needs to feed a family is not gonna have too much of a problem putting a fucking bullet in an animal if that's what it, you know, he has to do.
Yeah, but do you know how?
Well, shit. If things ever got to the point where I had to go into the wild and shoot an animal because there's no fucking food, I don't have a guide, I don't have my fucking warm socks, I don't have my fucking tent, I don't have my lantern, I don't have my fucking warm hat, you know, I don't have my orange motherfucking vest. But I'm out there like the, you know, the way it was 500, 600, 700 years ago. I don't know who else is that much better at that shit. I know there's a lot of people that hunt in their fucking hats and their socks and their shoes and their motherfucking tent and their fucking, you know, whatever. Fucking deer stand. What kind of hunting are we talking about? Hunting for food? You're talking about going into the wild and hunting for food because you have to feed your family. I got news for you. You ain't got fucking deer stands and your warm hat. You're at a point in civilization where it's every man for himself. Okay, and that's about killing men as well as animals. Now that's a whole other fucking ball game. Don't give me the shit about I hunt for food. Then we have Nugent, who's going to tell us about how scientific it all is. Now, Ted Nugent is a dumb cunt. Period. Who takes all kinds of stuff, throws it into a milkshake thing, shakes it up, pours it into a glass, and here he has his fucking, his way of thinking. And he's got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and he'll quote this, and he'll quote that. You know? And it's all very scientific, you know? Because you have to do so much to the herd, and you got to do this and that. The fact that he poses standing over this thing is well beyond any kind of statement having to do with science. So I have a right to comment on that. He has a right to make his comment. He's standing over the fucking lion. Looks like he's fucking got no pants on. He's going to stick his dick up its ass. So I said it, you know, and I didn't say don't hunt Ted. I said, hey, Ted, you broke the law. I didn't say anything. I just said you fucked the lion up the ass. And people got pissed at me. Why? Because it was a good shot. Because I fucking hit the, you know, the bull. I hit a bullseye with it. That's why they got pissed. All right. Let me see where we're at, man. Holy shit. Well, by the time I edit out all the dead air, it's going to be just fine. No, I don't want to do that. All right. We're about ready to rock this motherfucker. Don't worry about it. I got it together here. There we go. There. All right. So we're going to do Art Griego. Art Griego and 370. On that, and then Attorney Kent Paxton indicted three felony charges. Jesus Christ. Ain't that the same guy that indicted Perry? I don't know. We had another couple of deaths at a fucking rave. I thought they'd stop doing raves. Lollapalooza, weather storms, shows go on but end early. Florida woman accused of killing father and daughter, then hiding the bodies. God damn. Let's see, how did the surfing go for the final today in Huntington Beach? Jeff Dowder going to give us the lowdown? U.S. Open of Surfing, isn't that Huntington Beach? Yeah, Huntington Beach, okay. The Japanese dude won? I don't know who this cat is, man. Hiroto Ohara and Johan DeFay. Or Joanne. All right. I'm ready. Art Griego and testing 1-2, testing 1-2, testing 1-2. 38. Christ almighty, it's a long time. I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Fuck off. Test, test, test. And then Jeff Dowder. Test, test. Hello?
Yes, this is Harvey. Yes, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is the news. Hello, this is Harvey Wireman. Yes, fellas, we're doing very well here. And yes, this is Harvey Wireman. And stand by for news. Harvey Wireman. Well, you know, you're going to be trying to find him. This is...
Testing 1, 2. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.